I just want to say, for those of you who haven't had the opportunity to meet and spend time with Jim White, you absolutely want to. Jim is one of the most successful business people you want to meet. He has bought and sold some 22 companies. He, after rising to be a VP of a multi-million dollar division of Ingersoll Rand, he then ran his own company out of a company he had bought out of Belgium for 5 years, sold it very successfully, and then retired to Carmel, California, only to discover that he really felt that he had to share the systems and the structure which he had used to make so many companies successful, and he created something called the Circle of Success. And over the last 15 years, Jim has shared that process, that year-long process, with hundreds and hundreds of companies, over 10,000 participants. And I want to encourage all of you who have bought the Passion Test to be sure that you take advantage of the amazing gift that Jim has made available to people who purchased the Passion Test. His one-day seminar, which has never ever been offered for less than $697, so less than the regular price for it. And yet, because of our wonderful relationship, Jim has made that available. It is a leadership seminar built around the movie, The Principles, drawn from 12 O'Clock High with Gregory Peck. And so none of you will want to miss that. And Jim, thank you so much for taking a few minutes from your dinner to be with us and to share your story of how you made your first dollar living your passions. Would you tell us that story? And also, what was the lesson that you really felt you learned most from that?
And certainly, but first, guys, congratulations on that huge success on your launch.
Oh, thank
well
you.
Deserved. And I love you both, and keep up the good work. So.
And isn't that so? You always do that, Jim. And that's the greatness of Jim, is that you always have that lovely, wonderful blessing to share before you even start anything. And I'll tell you, you have to be one of the most supportive friends and alliance partners we've ever had. So honestly, it's an honor. So thank you.
Pleasure. You know, I've been thinking about this question, listening to Debbie's response to the question. I think it's just a huge question, and mine's in two part, if I may. After some decade with Ingersoll Rand Company, moving very rapidly and becoming VP of the construction and mining group, I found myself just absolutely miserable at 29 years old. And I wasn't sure why that was the case. So events occurred that I ended up resigning from Ingersoll Rand. And a lot of criticism from a lot of folks for doing that. You've given away this wonderful career. So I started my first firm in Washington, D.C., and with just me. In those days, it was a telex machine and a folding table and a chair. And my first dollar came from a company out of Montgomery, Alabama, called Blunt Construction Company. I convinced Red Blunt that I could turn around some of his projects that was bogged down in Nigeria and Venezuela. So after I sold the contract, Red says, great, go make it happen. So I wasn't sure how I was going to accomplish all of that, but I went to work, and it became hugely successful. And so I still have a copy of the check. The first check that I ever received following my passion was a $50,000 check from Blunt Construction Company. I got a copy of that to this day framed in my office. Well, that led to the other passion, and as Chris said in the introduction, I ended up buying 22 different companies around the world and selling the last one in 91. So the second part to the passion was I was requested from the American Management Association to speak to some 5,000 business leaders in New York in October of 1991. So I got in front of that group of business leaders, and I knew that my passion was to teach, mentor, and coach, and as such, I took the principles that I had put in place to buy and sell my 22 companies, developed a curriculum out of it, and have been able to help over 10,000 people over the past 15 years. So So it's a two-part answer for me, but the biggest passion I drive is helping people and seeing that the light come on and just giving back for all the things that I've been blessed with. Lessons learned. Never give up. Perseverance. Never accept no as an answer.
Fabulous, Jim. Thank you so much. And now, I've already told people one way that they can learn more from Jim White, which is taking advantage of your very generous gift, and I hope everyone who purchased the Passion Test will do that. And if you haven't, if you're listening to this and you haven't purchased the Passion Test, then be sure and go to PassionTestBook.com and get it now, if for no other reason than so you can take Jim's seminar, but also hopefully so that you can identify your top passions and begin really getting aligned with your passionate life. But Jim, how else can people learn from and take advantage of the knowledge that Jim White has to share?
Certainly, website is jlwhiteinternational.com, and unfortunately it's all spelled out, jlwhiteinternational.com.
Fully spelled out, okay.
Yeah, fully spelled out. They can go there, and we also have some great free recordings on there in our internet radio show. We've done a lot of interviews over the past, so there's a lot of free stuff there, and they can find out our seminar schedules and speaking engagements. So, jlwhiteinternational.com.
And, Jim, if it's okay, I'd like to add to that just recently one of our affiliates had taken your program and came back. Now, this is a seminar junkie, and I won't say the name, but, you know, and it, someone who goes to every seminar that is out there, and he came back, and he said, bar none, this had to be the most powerful, life-changing experience I've ever had. So I thought that was a pretty darn wonderful testimonial to what you have to share for people.
Yeah, and for all of us that do this work, I mean, what you guys have been able to do in the Passion Test and all the wonderful partners you collect, I mean, we do it because we have something to offer and we want to help other people's lives become better, and I really appreciate those words, and we'll continue to do it as long as people are willing to step up to the table. And I'm like you guys, and like Debbie said, sometimes all the times I call it the way it is, and if you're not willing to do that, you may not want to come.
So be forewarned. Good. Jim, thank you so much for taking time out for your dinner and for being with us and for sharing with us tonight. We really, really appreciate you.
Thank you, Jim.
My pleasure, guys.
Good night, Jim.
Good night.